from KQED.
Last November, California became the first state to ban single-use plastic bags. Now, every time you go to the store, you have to answer,
do you want a bag today?
And are you willing to pay 10 cents for one?
I'm Olivia Allen Price, and this week on Bay Curious, reporter Kelly O'Mara is here to help us unravel a surprisingly complicated question
that comes from a middle schooler in Sacramento.
Okay, I'm Amar Farhat, and I'm 12. I go to Smedberg Middle School.
Amar's family finds themselves having to pay 10 cents for bags a lot.
They'd like ask us, do you want a plastic bag? And then they'd like charge us for it. So is this actually helping?
Amar says she wants to know two things. One, are fewer plastic bags being used? And two, are we sure that's really helping the environment?
I feel like it might help a little bit, but like overall, because we have so much plastic things, this is like a small percentage.
Let's first take a moment to understand the new law. And I have to warn you, it's a little complicated because we're talking about a lot of different types of bags. First off, those thin plastic bags that you were given at grocery stores for years. You might have used them to line your bathroom trash can. They sound like this. Those are banned. Gone. No more.
Instead, stores now must charge you 10 cents for what they call a reusable plastic bag. It's still plastic, but is partially made from recycled materials and is thicker. It sounds like this. These plastic bags are more durable and bigger, so the state is hoping you'll need fewer of them and you'll use them several times.
So plastic bags aren't exactly extinct. We just have this new kind that's meant to be reused.
You can also pay 10 cents for a paper bag, or bring your own bag from home for free, or don't take a bag at all.
Okay, now let's get to Amar's first question. Are there fewer plastic bags being used?
Well, because the statewide law just went into effect, it's too soon to know for sure. But there are hundreds of cities around California that banned single-use plastic bags years ago. Take, for example, Alameda County.
The 10 cents charge actually really affects the way a consumer behaves at point of sale.
This is Mary Soul. She works for Stop Waste, the agency that oversees waste management in Alameda County. Back in 2013, they passed an ordinance similar to the new statewide ban.
So a bag that used to be free and now you're charging 10 cents actually gives the consumer pause. Do I need this bag? And next time I'm going to bring my own bag.
One way they measured to see if the ordinance worked was surprisingly low tech.
So we went to 17 different stores 1 year before the ordinance went into effect, and we went for an hour in a parking lot, and we just watched the consumers go out, how many bags do they have, the types of bags, or did they not have a bag.
Basically a plastic bag stakeout.
Totally.
And 1 year later, we went back to the same stores at the same time frame.
The number of people bringing bags from home had doubled, and almost three times as many people don't take a bag at all now.
That second group sounds a lot like me, trying to carry like 15 grocery items out in a big bear hug.
Or when I just don't want to pay 10 cents and only get one thing. If this study is too DIY for your taste, Alameda County also got data from store owners, which showed
an 80% reduction in the number of paper and plastic bags purchased 1 year after the ordinance went into place.
And this isn't unique to Alameda County. There are several studies that show these bans result in fewer bags of any type being used, paper or plastic.
Here's one from the city of San Jose that says after their ban, nearly 43% of customers weren't taking a bag at all.
And this study done by Los Angeles County found stores gave out more than 1 million fewer bags in the year after the ban.
Given these results on the local level, it's likely the statewide ban will also result in fewer bags overall being used. But we'll want to wait for an analysis to be sure. Now, let's get to Amar's second question.
Is the ban on plastic bags making a difference in the environment?
This is where things get complicated.
These allegations about plastic bags in the ocean are ridiculous.
Sea animals are dying every year because they're eating plastic.
The stuff of media sensationalism.
The giant Pacific garbage patch.
Solution to litter is actually to pick it up.
There are disagreements about how big a problem plastic bags were in the first place. I talked on Skype to Stephen Joseph, a lawyer who worked for the plastic bag industry. He also used to run an anti-litter group in San Francisco. He said when he picked up litter in the city,
the amount of plastic bag litter was so tiny that even after they banned plastic bags in 2007, coming into effect sometime later, there was no appreciable reduction in plastic bag litter because there'd been so little of it in the first place.
Plastic bags are a relatively small portion of overall trash. Various city surveys and beach cleanups have found plastic bags only make up about 2-7% of litter collected. Joseph isn't alone in saying the bigger problem in the ocean is hard plastic.
Toothbrushes, plastic water bottle caps, golf balls, fishing hooks, these are things they find in the stomachs of dead sea life and birds.
Even so, the Coastal Commission scientists say plastic bags still wreak havoc on our oceans. You don't always see them because they break down easily into microplastic, which is hard to clean up and can get into our food systems.
Environmentalists know these other types of hard plastic are a problem too, but they targeted plastic bags because they were sort of the low-hanging fruit. It's just so easy to replace them with something else. After all, our great-grandparents didn't have plastic bags, and they managed to get their groceries home just fine.
Is it really just a product that we're using for 37 seconds, for 2 minutes, for one time, and then we're throwing it away? And what we've learned is there is no away.
This is Dan Jacobson with Environment California, one of the groups that helped pass the ban. We took Amar to meet him.
Is it less plastic because they're putting more plastic into just one bag?
Yeah, and the answer to that is yes. We know it's less plastic because less people are getting the bag in the first place.
It seems like the environmental impact depends a lot on what we use instead.
Exactly. When you think about how good or bad a bag is for the environment, you need to think about its whole life cycle. From how much energy it takes to produce to what happens after you throw it in the trash or the recycling bin.
One thing about those old, thin plastic bags is they aren't made from a lot of material. Now, many of the replacement bags take more resources to make and more gas to ship to stores. All these calculations mean you have to use them multiple times to have that net positive effect on the environment.
Here are some general, simplified guidelines based on the bag's total life cycle. One of the newer, thicker, reusable plastic bags needs to be used 4 or 5 times to be better than one old plastic bag. And a paper bag needs to be used about 3 times.
And reusable bags? You know, the kind we love to give away in public radio? It depends a lot on the material they're made of, but you'll need to use them anywhere from 11 to 42 times.
We have a more detailed chart of all these comparisons on baycurious.org. Mary Soul from Stop Waste did point out if you have a nice reusable bag, you probably aren't throwing it away each time.
Once you have a reusable bag and you're using it over and over and over, the environmental savings always outweigh something that can be used once.
That's especially true if the bags are being made from recycled materials. Even the plastic bag lawyer agreed with that.
Fortunately, what they're being replaced with today are, to some extent, recyclable polyethylene reusable bags, then that's good for the environment.
So the final tally on this story,
if what happened at the local level happens statewide too, then people will use fewer plastic bags and fewer paper bags. That's enough resources that the environment should come out ahead.
That was reporter Kelly O'Mara. Thanks, Kelly. Bay Curious is Vinnie Tong, Paul Lancour, Jessica Placek, Susie Racho, Penny Nelson, and me, Olivia Allen Price. Our senior editor is Julia McAvoy. Vice President for News is Holly Kernan. Bay Curious is made in San Francisco at KQED.